Cress, St. Helena, California, August 15, 1907. Dr. Cress, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. My much beloved brother and sister Cress, I have read your letters to me and to my son with much interest. For the last 4 weeks, I have had little strength and have not written many letters. With this, I will send you one just written to Elder Haskell. A few days ago, I read a letter from Elder Underwood, telling about the difficulties of the ministers in Minnesota, who are paid very low wages. An experienced city laborer received $13 a week, and other laborers $10, and one $8.50. It is a question which has been presented to me again and again, and I have written a testimony that there should be more equality between ministers and physicians. I pray that you may consider the matter carefully and prayerfully. Do not make excuses for yourself because of what others are doing. Seek the Lord for advice and counsel. Our brethren in the medical work should bind about their desires for large salaries, for by setting an example in this, they are opening the way for workers in other departments to do the same. The Lord forbids that any such course shall be taken. If large wages are demanded by the workers in the Washington Sanitarium, I shall be much surprised if there is any surplus money after the wages of the workers are paid. And this ought not to be. The Lord must be the wisdom and righteousness and sanctification of His servants. Calls for workers are coming in from all parts of the world. Means are called for to open new fields. Laborers need to be supported in many fields where it is impossible for them to be wholly self-supporting. While the needs of the world are making such demands upon us, our sanitariums will not be honoring God if they indulge in any form of extravagance. They must work in Christ's lines. From the first, I have tried to teach that the workers who engage in this cause must not expect large salaries. It would be most unwise for such a spirit to come into our work now, when we are drawing so near to its close. God would be pleased to have you and your wife and your children economize, and thus leave a true record of how the faithful worker will labor. Do not repeat the mistakes that have been made at Battle Creek. If this spirit comes into our work, the missionary spirit will leave us, and our work for the cause of God will be hindered. Cannot we see, my brother, that the end of all things is at hand? Every believer should have his senses keenly alert to the needs of the cause of God, his ear open to the Macedonian cry, "Come over and help us." We must not now seek to obtain for our children the long course of education that our people have taken in former years. Fathers and mothers and children, in these closing days of the message, are to seek for the simplicity of the gospel, as it was revealed in the Savior's life of ministry. Do not be in a hurry to send your daughter to a medical college. She has been in school much of her lifetime. Nothing will be more effectual in teaching her to carry out the mind and purpose of God than an education in how to perform the practical duties of life. I am beginning to fear that we prepare the way for many of the mistakes we make by opening the way for the making of them. That which is of highest importance for you to do is to give character to the work. This is the instruction you have given to others. There is an important education for your daughter to gain right in the institution where you are. I sincerely hope that you will count the cost of this move and be influenced by the thought of what your example means to others.